With Steve Scherr, I'm Marcy Silman. Kelly Nakamura has been a professional dancer for 24 years. She's one of the stars at Pacific Northwest Ballet, a role model for the younger dancers in the company. Tomorrow night, Kelly Nakamura appears in one of her last performances. She'll dance the title role in PNB's Giselle this weekend and next at McCaw Hall. Then it's over. Nakamura's been with PNB for 17 years. Before Seattle, she was at Canada's Royal Winnipeg Ballet. Kelly Nakamura is 44 years old. She's been dancing since she was 7 when she saw a friend start ballet lessons.
And I was like, whoa, that's what I want to do. I just wanted to wear pointe shoes and pink tutu. And me and my mom went to see a ballet studio and watching, you know, class. And then they're not wearing tutu and pointe shoes my age, like 7 years old. Like, mom, why are they not wearing pink tutu? They're only wearing black leotard and pink tights. But anyway, I started.
Had you seen ballet before, or you just had this idea of what a ballerina looked like?
I think I seen it. I don't really remember it, but I knew it, pointe shoes and tutu. So, yeah.
What does it feel like when you finally get that chance to be dressed in the beautiful outfit and to have the shoes for the very first time? Do you remember?
I never forget. I got pointe shoes first time from my teacher, and I slept with pointe shoes. I was so excited. Yeah, that I remember. And at home, you know, I was trying to wear, how to do leave-on. And yeah, I remember that.
When did you know that this was something you were good at?
10, 11, that I start trying to compete competition in Japan. Uh-huh. And I start getting third prize, second prize, and first prize. Okay. Maybe I'm good, you know.
Did you start as a professional dancer in Japan before you came to Canada?
Yes, I was kind of dancing like a guest dancer in Japan. And after 7 years dancing Winnipeg, I was like, I think, you know, enough, no more tour. And that's why I came here. What happened was we send letter to Kent and Francia, you know. And then they say, oh, you have to come take audition in Seattle. And we are like in Canada and performing. So, oh, I'm sorry, you know, we are performing in Canada. And then we ask, could you come to see performance? We thought they're never going to come. They came. We are like really, really surprised. And but they came to see Sleeping Beauty, and that was it.
And so you've been here ever since?
Yes, 17 years. When I was 34, 35 years old, I was thinking, you know, when I'm 40, I retire. And when I get 40, my birthday, 40th birthday, oh, I think I can still dance a few more years. But I start worry, okay, I want to have baby. But I'm 40. I'm not going to wait till I retire, you know, old. So that I decide to have baby. And it was like, boom.
But you weren't ready to stop dancing. You came back.
I came back. And yes, you know, I mean, 3 dancers are pregnant right now. Like, boom, boom, boom. Like, never happened before.
It seems like it would be a hard thing to balance being a mom, and this career really demands so much of you.
Yes, it's really hard and challenging because dancing here all day, enough is hard, and go home, and I have to start second job being mom. And my daughter have so much energy, and she wanted to, okay, mommy, let's go outside, let's go to park. Let's dance, or, you know, she always want to do something.
So Maya's 3, if she came to you and said, Mama, I want to be a dancer, what would you say?
Yeah, she already told me. That I was, oh, really? You know, if she wants to, she should try. Yeah, let her try, but I'm not going to push.
No?
No. No way. If she's good at it, maybe, you know, keep dancing, but I'm not going to be like, what, stage mom, or what's it called?
Stage mom.
Ballet mom, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to be like that because I know how hard. I don't want to retire. I don't want to stop. I wish I can keep dancing. I wish, but, you know, my body's getting tight, my back getting tight, and it's just time. And I don't want to look bad. You know, oh, people are still thinking, why is she still dancing?
I wonder, you know, if you think back to yourself at 24, there must be more things that you know about not just how to dance, but about life that somehow get put into what you do.
Like Sleeping Beauty, I done so many since I was 20-some years old. But it's completely different, I think, how to express, how to act. And I don't know. I just get so comfortable. I don't know why.
How do you think you're going to feel at the last bow?
You know, I try to think my last performance. I don't know until that moment. I mean, already I'm like sad. I don't want, because I don't want to. So I try to not think.
I noticed ever since it was announced that you were retiring that every time you take a bow, do you notice every time you take a bow, everybody claps?
I know, that's so nice. You know, like people, oh, they know, you know, I'm retiring and supporting me. And it's amazing. Like every time when I enter, like, oh, like I feel that. And that's, I want to say thank you. Thank you to everybody, audience, you know, just amazing.
Pacific Northwest Ballet principal dancer Kali Nakamura stars in the title role in Giselle. It opens tomorrow at McCaw Hall. She'll dance her last performance Sunday, June 8th, in the PNB Encore program. Starting in July, she'll be a faculty member at the PNB School. Coming up, the record keeps on spinning here on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman with Steve Scherr.